I think the war changed Britain's perception of itself in terms of its relationship with Europe. Britain had been in splendid isolation, as the phrase went, from Europe for much of the second half of the 19th century. And the idea that Britain would be dragged into a conflict between France and Germany seemed very strange to some people. So the Franco-Prussian War in the 1870s had not drawn Britain in, and really the last major continental engagement had been the Crimean War in the 1850s. So there's a whole generation of people who simply don't imagine that Britain will fight wars over anything other than imperial territories. That all changes, and suddenly Britain's security is tied up with European security, particularly that of Belgium. And the idea that Britain is a powerful army power rather than just being a naval power affects people. And I think, in terms of other countries' views of Britain, Britain's engagement in the war was something of a shock, certainly for the Germans, who hadn't really imagined that Britain would take seriously its treaty commitments to Belgium. Britain makes it abundantly clear by going to war that its security is tied up with the security of the North Sea coast, the Belgian coast. And so the idea that Britain is an active player both in European diplomacy and potentially in future European wars comes about because of the First World War.